Welcome to the How to Set Up a Membership Website Information Session. We're going to be hearing from Daryl Graham, who's the president of ISO Register, and I'm going to be your host. My name is Terry Telford from TheBusinessProfessional.com. So I'd like to start off just by saying thanks for being here, Daryl.
Hey, you're very welcome, Terry. I'm glad you had me here.
I appreciate it. Let's just kind of set the stage by what is your background before you set up ISO Register?
Background, I started out in corporate marketing. I was in corporate marketing for about 20 years. Beautiful. I love marketing, love the sales, love the advertising. I just got tired of the travel. I was making a lot of money. But the last month that I was there, I was home 3 days out of the month, and that wears you down pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So taking my marketing expertise and bringing it online was a good fit, which is where we started developing ISO Register about 5.5 years ago, back in 1999. And we've continued developing it to where it is now.
Fantastic. So how long have you've been online then since 1999?
1999 is when we actually launched the website. It was in the summer of 1999 is when we actually launched ISO Register.
Uh-huh.
And it's gone through several transitions since we actually launched it. And again, as we've grown over the years, we continue adding websites. So we're up to 9 individual websites built into the ISO Register system currently.
Okay. Can you walk me through those?
Sure. ISO Register, we call it, it's essentially the engine of the system. It's the backbone. Within ISO Register, we have a site called isotrainer.com, which is our online training business discount resource center. ISO resources that we have where our members get access to e-books, software, downloads they can give away, resell, whatever they want to do. Adalyzer, ad-adalyzer.com is our online ad tracking service tool where anybody who's doing any type of advertising online, it's essential that they track their ads, their links, their hits.
Uh-huh.
Adalyzer gives you that opportunity. Look2Gain is a online searchable database for members to post their affiliate and MLM opportunities where only members can post, but everybody online can search. So it's a search engine, database-driven search engine for MLM and affiliate programs. ISO Rotator is our URL rotator service for people who want to help their downlines, co-ops, and so forth, as well as promote multiple programs. ISO Responder is our autoresponder, full-service, ad-free autoresponder service built into the ISO Register system. Our newest site that we're launching is called JobDiscover.com, which will be similar to a Monster Career Builder with several twists to help people find jobs and help companies post jobs. All of these sites are built into the ISO Register system, and they all work as one unit to give people a full online or offline marketing system to promote whatever products and services they want.
Oh, fantastic. So how many members do you have now with ISO Register?
Currently, we have just a little bit over 1,800 paying members.
Fantastic. And what's a paid membership run?
The fee for the entire ISO Register system is $27.97 per month. Now, also, each of the sites can be purchased individually, and they range from $18.97 a month down to $5.97 a month.
Okay. But the best deal, then, would be just to go with ISO Register and get the whole whack of them.
Oh, hands down. I mean, there again, if people, because they get so much with ISO Register, they get their own web page, they get a conference system that we just launched about 2 months ago, built into the site, so they get the full system. Plus, they get the additional advantage of being able to resell the entire system at 40% and 10% commissions,
right,
if they purchase ISO Register.
Beautiful. So, that's a fairly successful site if you have 1,800 members paying $20 or actually almost $30 a pop. What was your most successful factor, or the most? The biggest factor to your success.
Tenacity. I'm one of those people, I don't quit.
Yeah.
Somebody tells me I can't do something, I'm going to go out and do it just to prove them wrong. But I think it just goes back to my corporate, my traditional business background. The Internet, as we've discussed, is really no different than offline marketing. It's just a different medium.
Uh-huh.
Building a business is the same online as it is offline. It takes time, it takes money, it takes patience, it takes... You have to have that never say die attitude, never quit attitude.
Yep.
And that's one of it's one of the gifts and the curses that I was blessed with when I was born, I guess. But it's an imperative aspect of being a business owner. You have to just continually go ahead, move ahead, take the small setbacks, learn from them, create and continue moving forward. And as long as you're moving forward, then you're going to do fine. But you have to have that patience to build. You can't come online. There's too many people that jump online and think they can build a business overnight, and it just doesn't happen that way.
That's a good point. I was just going to ask you about that. How long did it take before you actually hit a kind of a critical mass? I mean, you didn't suddenly get 1,800 members in your first year, I'm sure.
Oh, no. Actually, just to give you a little background, when we first started selling, we were selling memberships at $6 a year.
A year?
A year.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Now, obviously, we didn't have the autoresponder. We didn't have Adalyzer. We've grown from the standpoint of ISO Register, which was the only site we have, to the entire system that we have right now. So I don't want to make anybody think we have 1,800 people paying $27.97 a month. The majority of our members are paying anywhere from $14.97 to $27.97, because what we've done that's different than pretty much any other company online is if somebody joins, when those companies joined us at $6 a year, they're still paying us $6 a year. We don't have many of those left, but we do have a few people who are just, you know, that's their membership fee. When they join us, they get a price lock-in. We increase the price as we add services and new sites to the system.
But you let everybody, they kind of fall into the grandfather clause.
They're all grandfathered in.
Wow.
Right, wrong, or indifferent. And, it, you know, I feel good for the people that are paying $6 a year. I feel bad for me and for the company. But we don't upsell. You know, I don't believe in upselling. I believe if you find a good system, you can find a good product, you should grow as the company grows, which is where we've made our focus.
Super.
So the people that stay with us, they do very well.
Yeah, they sure do.
Yeah, and I've had people that started out at $6 a month.
Yep.
They quit, and now they're back paying $27.97 a month.
Smart people.
Well, and they all email and say, you know, I wish I'd stay with you.
Yeah.
But again, that goes back to that mentality where people they want that instant success, and they're not willing to grow and build themselves.
True. Very true. I'm just going to take a step back for a minute, Daryl. Where did the actual name come from, the ISO Register name?
It actually came from the initial business of the site, ISO Register. Back when I was in corporate, one of a few of my last jobs, it was involved with something called ISO 9000, which is an international quality management system standard. Big companies, Ford Motor Company, Chrysler, Dell Computer, HP, AT&T, all these companies are registered to ISO 9000. All these companies spent tens and sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars to acquire that certification, but they were not promoting the fact that they were registered.
Oh.
So what I did is we started building ISO Register as a site to help these companies promote the fact that they were registered to the standard and what it meant to their products, their services, and to their clients. The downside was the people in charge of ISO 9000 were generally quality managers, and I couldn't even get those people to learn how to spell marketing, much less, you know, realize its importance.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, I beat my head against the wall for a couple of years. We did fine. We were profitable working that venue, but I also realized that the current growth of the Internet and the strength that I have was to go out and help small companies better utilize the Internet in an efficient, affordable manner.
Right.
Which is when we changed and we started devoting our attention to general businesses, people that want to start companies.
Okay.
I kept the name because it had already been branded, and we just built on the ISO system from there.
So what attracted you then to turning it into a membership site as opposed to maybe creating a single product site?
I think just the basic, this was back in 1999, that we started this right about the time the Internet bubble burst. And as I looked at all these sites that were popping up, it was very obvious to me that their business models are flawed. You cannot maintain a business based on banner ads.
Right.
Just because of the multitude of websites out there. It works fine for radios and TV stations, but it can't support millions of websites.
Right.
So we decided we were actually a membership site when membership wasn't cool. And that's the way we wanted it. We our structure is when people come to ISO Register and when they use the services, all the sites are 100% banner and ad-free sites. So we want people who want to come and want to use the services and understand that, okay, I'm paying for this service, but I'm paying for it for a reason, because I'm not going to be bashed up with banner ads. I'm not going to be hit up with pop-up ads. I'm not going to be upsold. And including everything in there, your original question was as far as the single service or a single product type thing.
Yep.
Single products are fine, but it's not something that you can generate a long-term income with,
right,
in my opinion, because you always constantly have to create something new.
Right.
Whereas we do that, but it's built into the system, so it goes back to building relationships with our clients, which I'm big on. I like building relationships. I want people to pick up the phone and call and say, Daryl, this is a problem I have, or this is what I want to do, or can you tell me about this?
Uh-huh.
Or they can contact Jeremy or whoever they need to within the ISO register structure.
Excellent. So does it take a lot of time then to, I mean, building the relationships and running the site? Is there a lot of time involved each day?
There is a lot of time involved. Just because of the way that we set things up, we've kept things, and again, going back to my corporate days, when I was building my relationships, and I had a lot of big clients, the U.S. Air Force, Lockheed, which are still some of my clients, Ford Motor Company, I would either pick up the phone, get on an airplane, or get in a car and go and see my clients. Obviously, with the Internet being the World Wide Web as it is, I can't always pick up the phone or get in the car or get on an airplane, but we can communicate via email. We do have our toll-free numbers. So it's the time constraints for building these relationships is big, but it's an investment now for the future of the company, because we are going to be the site that people can contact. We are going to be, our goal has always been to give the best support on the Internet, which is an extremely huge goal. However, when you look at most websites, you can't find a phone number, you can't find a contact name, you can't find a physical address.
Right.
You know, if you send an email, you're lucky if you even get a response.
Yeah, yeah. So how much time in a day are you actually working on the website and on support and that side of things?
Generally 12 to 15 hours a day on my end. My partner Jeremy Gislison, who is in Japan, which works out beautifully because Japan's 13 hours ahead of us.
Yep.
Here in the States. He's online another 15 to 18 hours, really. So we have pretty much 24-hour coverage, but we're always, one of us is always available to deal with any issue that comes up within the ISOR system.
Fantastic. So what do you have to do then each day as far as maintaining the site and keeping things running?
I send an email to my programmers and say, fix this. And that brings up a point. I'm not a tech person. I can't spell HTML. I don't know how to do programming. And I don't know how to do it for a reason, because I believe very strongly in choosing your battles. That's one battle I chose not to fight.
Right.
My background, my expertise is marketing, advertising, creating. And you can't do everything and do it very well. So we have programmers called SK Technologies who, in my opinion, are the greatest, whether the best that I've ever found. They handle all of our site maintenance. They handle any issues that come up from the site standpoint. In general, we have very few problems. The site has been built, customized from the ground up. We own all of the sites. We own all of the programming of the sites. So the fact that they created these from the ground up means that's how everything can work seamlessly together.
Right.
And keeps the problems to a minimum.
So when you very first started the site then, how did that kind of roll out? Did you contact SK Technologies first and describe what you wanted?
Actually, I didn't start with SK. I found SK through some affiliates of mine.
Okay.
I started with two friends that I was working with, and they created the initial site. However, they were part of the corporate downsizing, so they had to go out and move across the country, and we kind of lost touch.
Right.
But they initially created the site based on what I wanted.
Okay.
I sat down, I developed it, I said, okay, I want it to do this, this, and this. This is how I want it to work. I laid everything out for them. They make it happen.
Okay.
And the same thing for SK. And the amazing thing about SK is I send them what I call my butchered layout.
Yep.
And I will make something up in Word for a part of the site that we want to have happen.
Uh-huh.
And somehow these guys take my butchered layout and they turn it into a beautiful, it's almost like a work of art what they do. So I think that's very important for people who want to create a website, is that you have to have a good relationship with your programmers, and you have to build that relationship with your programmers, and you have to build the trust so that they can almost anticipate what you're thinking or what you're trying to say when you're telling them.
Okay, great. So what then, as far as kind of doing a layout, when you very first started with ISO, it's kind of a seed in your mind, here's what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You put it down then on paper and then went to your programming guys.
Correct.
They put it together and then came back to you, and then you uploaded it online, or?
Nope, they do all that stuff.
Oh, they did as well, okay.
So you
got the finger on the button and the overview of everything.
True. I know what I want, and I know with the internet there has not been one thing that I wanted the websites to do that my guys have not been able to figure out how to do it.
Excellent.
So, and to give you an example, the autoresponder, which was a big undertaking.
Uh-huh.
We launched the autoresponder in May of 2004. What we did with the autoresponder is we went to our current members and we said, okay, we're going to include an autoresponder in the system because that's what you're saying that you want.
Uh-huh.
We said to our members, tell us what you want an autoresponder to do. We had about 25 pages of requests from our members that they wanted the autoresponder to do.
Wow.
Jeremy and I then went through these things and created a good customized outline for SK. SK then took it and proceeded to build the autoresponder based on what our members wanted. That's how the entire ISOR system works, is that it's not just us now creating websites, it's getting input from our members and putting something together and making a functional product, then going in and working in conjunction with SK, and they create the actual back end of the site so that everything works seamlessly together.
Excellent. It sounds like it runs really smooth now, but did you hit any stumbling blocks as you were going along?
Daily. There's always issues that pop up, and even today. I mean, it's smooth, but it's similar to the analogy of the duck in water. You know, on the surface, everything's nice and smooth, but his little feet are paddling like hell under the water.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know, there's always things that are going to pop up. There's always issues. There's always somebody new that comes on that doesn't know what they're doing, or they'll do something wrong, and we'll need to correct it. But we have ISO 9000, going back to my initial company,
yep,
is a system, and it's a process, and you put a process in place where you know exactly what there's a reason and there's a way to do everything. And I think part of that was instilled in me from working with that system for so long that this is why we call ISO Register a system, because it is a system. But since we built everything from the ground up, everything flows together and everything works together in one cohesive unit. So the problems are minimized both on our standpoint as well as for our members.
Excellent. So is there a core software that you use, or is it something that SK Technologies has developed software right from the ground up for you?
Everything's been customized from the ground up, built specifically to our exacting specifications, which again helps to minimize that we have with anything going wrong. We could have purchased a script for the autoresponder,
yep,
and they reviewed buying a script.
Uh-huh.
The problem was getting that script to do what we wanted it to do,
uh-huh,
was going to cause problems down the road.
Right.
So building the script from the first dot or dash or whatever they build scripts with,
yep,
to where it is, gave us the flexibility to change on the fly and do whatever we want it to. You know, it's just like you, when you write a book, you know in that book where something is, but if I had to edit that book, I'm going to have to go through the entire book, flipping through pages, looking for what you're talking about,
right,
before I can figure out what the problem is or where there's a misspelled word.
Exactly.
Everything is ground up.
That's beautiful. I don't think there's too many websites out there that do that.
There's very few websites that do that, and there's probably a reason. It's very costly to do it that way,
uh-huh,
but your cost, we're in this for the long term.
Yep.
We're not in this for a short-term quick,
yep,
fixed gain. So we know 3 or 5 years down the road we can amortize those costs over that time period. We're going to recoup that investment back many times over, and that's really what we want to do. We build an awesome website, an awesome system now, and we know that at some point, day A in the future,
yep,
is when we'll become profitable with that particular website.
So what are we looking at as far as costs to develop something like ISO Register? like taking it from the ground 5 years ago up to now, what kind of costs have been involved for that?
My personal investment has been over $250,000.
Okay. So something for someone trying to get on a shoestring budget, develop a company on a shoestring budget.
No, they shouldn't do that. They can't do it on a shoestring budget.
No.
But again, we invested the money, and this again goes back to the corporate upbringing. You have to spend money to make money.
Yep.
You don't have to spend $250,000 online to make a nice website. You can make a nice website for a few $100s or a few $1,000s, but all of our sites, they're all database-driven. They all work in conjunction with each other, and this is, of course, over 5 years. So investing $50,000 a year into your business is nothing. It's an insignificant drop in the grand scheme of things.
Sure, sure.
And again, that's the way we look at things.
So back to kind of the detail side of things, what payment processors are you using?
We have PayPal, and we have our own merchant account, which gives us the opportunity to use Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express, or to accept those.
Right.
So with our merchant account, they can pay via credit card, or they can pay through PayPal.
Okay. And is that all tied in then with the software? If somebody cancels their membership, it automatically goes through the system and gets canceled directly, or do you have to do something with that manually?
It's all done automatically, but we do a manual override, just a checkup, just to make sure that, say, a credit card is, if somebody wants to cancel, we actually go in and verify that that cancellation process took place, because the last thing we want is for somebody, if they want out, fine, we want them out, let them get out. The last thing we want is for somebody to come back 2 months down the road and say to us, hey, man, you've been charging my credit card for the last 2 months, and I canceled back in October. We don't want that. So we actually go in and manually verify that that credit card was actually processed as a cancellation.
Excellent. Now, you have over 1,800 members. Can you give me some examples of some of their success stories, how they've used ISO Responder within their business or promoting ISO Responder, and they've generated some good success?
Yeah, well, I think the biggest success story I can tell you about is Jeremy. Jeremy started as an affiliate of ISO Register. He joined February 2003, I believe it was.
Uh-huh.
Jeremy joined, and the number one reason he joined at the time was for Adalizer, for the ad tracking program.
Right.
Jeremy is a very good online marketer, and Jeremy was bringing in sales. Anytime that I see people bringing in sales, or I see people that are doing things using the site or sending out a lot of emails or whatever, I always like to get to know those people, because those, as far as I'm concerned, those are your key players in a company. Even with Jeremy being in Japan, he and I struck up a conversation through MSN and through emails.
Yep.
We got to know each other. Jeremy, within 6 months, had become pretty much my right-hand person within the company. And he continued to grow with the company. He continued doing things with the company. And Jeremy's one of those people that he doesn't wait for somebody to tell him what to do. He goes out and he moves forward. He spent a lot of time offering suggestions and help. Working with me on support issues, he went above and beyond what any other affiliate with ISO Register has done.
Fantastic.
We've had a lot of affiliates that have joined, gotten all excited, want to be part of the growth, but pretty soon they fizzle out and they fall off the wayside, because that's just what affiliates do. Jeremy, on the other hand, said, "This is going to be my company." I don't know. He said, he didn't say that to me, but I'm sure on the inside he said, "This is going to be my company one day. I'm going to take it and run with it." Jeremy actually became a partner of mine in January of 2004, as he actually is the creator of ISO Trainer, as well as the forum, ISOforum.com. He was instrumental in the building and creation of the autoresponder. So that's the biggest success we've had. I know there's other people that, because like I said, we have a lot of members who joined back when our price was X number of dollars, and I can still log in. They're still using the system today, and I'm still sending those people commissions.
Great.
On a weekly basis.
So what are some of, you've got enough members now that you've also, I'm sure, seen some failures or people who haven't made it. Can you give me some examples of things that haven't worked?
Yeah, unfortunately, you see too many failures. And based on the experience that I've had with affiliate programs, that's just the nature of the beast. One of the problems with the people that have failed with ISO Register is there are too many people that looked at ISO Register as an income opportunity, as opposed to the system that it is for. We go to great lengths to educate people that they are not going to get rich reselling ISO register. You can't get rich reselling tools.
Right.
What you can get rich for is by using tools. And the analogy that I give people now before they ever sign up is if you're a carpenter and you're selling tools, you're not going to get rich selling hammers and nails.
Right.
But if you take those hammers and those nails and those saws and you build houses and you resell those houses, you can become very rich.
Right,
that's
yeah.
the intent of ISO Register. We give people the tools, the products, and the services to promote whatever programs, products, or services they want to promote. And we have this nice little affiliate plan built in so that you can essentially get your membership paid for and make a few dollars on the side by selling these tools to other people who need them.
Right.
So that's kind of where we go. I mean, as far as the failures, without mentioning names, I have people that join. Well, let me give you an example. I think this lady's name was, I'm going to call her Susan.
Sure.
She joined. A week later, she calls up to cancel.
Oh.
And I was asking her, why are you canceling? She said, well, I just don't know what all these things do. So I started asking her what she was trying to accomplish. She said, well, I want to become a marketing expert online, and I want to help people make money.
Uh-huh.
And that's just it's such an opposite approach. She didn't know what an autoresponder did. She didn't know what an ad tracker did. She didn't know anything about an affiliate plan. But here she was trying to build a business where she was going to help other people promote themselves online.
The blind leading the blind.
Yeah. So that's the kind of the backward mentality that too many people have. They say, oh, I can do this.
Yeah.
But they're not going to take the time to learn. They're not going to take the time to educate themselves. I told her, she had already paid for the month, so I said, Susan, just stay for a month. If at the end of the month you're not satisfied, fine, we'll cancel you, but at least go in there and learn how to use an autoresponder.
Yeah.
Well, the end of the month came. I ended up having to cancel her. I checked her record. She had never logged in again since the day we talked. So that's the sad reality is people join, get all jazzed up, and get all excited,
yeah.
and they don't do anything with the tools they have.
Right.
And that's very sad to me. I hate to see that from people.
It's almost a commentary of really what's happening online right now, I think.
Oh, no doubt.
I mean, you kind of hit the nail on the head. You know, people come in and they seem to think, you know, doing business online is somewhat different than doing business offline, and that there's some sort of magic pill that just suddenly you sign up and everybody, you know, signs up under you and you make money. And I think that's kind of the big misconception that really you know, makes people kind of look at the Internet differently. But then, you know, the harsh reality strikes in and sets in whenever you finally find out that, it doesn't work any differently than it does offline.
Exactly. And that's the thing. It's well, I'll give you my little analogy of these people.
Yeah.
People need to understand when they're coming online that just exactly as you said, it is no different building a business online than it is offline. Bill Gates didn't become a billionaire overnight. Bill Gates is a very smart man. But he doesn't have anything that somebody else doesn't have, with the exception that he has tenacity, he has foresight, and he has that drive that says, this is what I'm going to build, and this is how we're going to go about it, and this is why we're going to do it.
Yep.
People that come online need to have that same drive and that same tenacity and that same desire to succeed. They cannot fall for hype. They got to stop falling for all these BS emails that come out saying, we do all the work, you just cash the checks.
Yep.
Now, I don't know about you, Terry, but if I had a product where I didn't have to work and I would just cash checks, I wouldn't be telling anybody about it. I would just be cashing all the checks myself.
Exactly, yeah.
So, and I get people all the time that, you know, call me up and you know, say, okay, I need to make $1,000 next week. How do I do it? Well, yeah. Go rob a bank. You know, because that's the only way you're going to make it if you're trying to build a business online. And,
yeah.
You know, like I said earlier, what I want to say to these people is practice this line. Would you like fries with that burger? That's really where you need to take your focus, is go out to a fast food restaurant and get a job, because
yeah.
That's the only way you're going to make money. Because if you don't have that ability and you don't have that desire and that drive, you're not going to make it online. And I'm not trying to dissuade anybody. You can make it online. You've made it online, Terry. I've made it online, but we've made it through a lot of sweat, tears, and equity.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Yes.
So what is it really, Daryl, that makes your membership site successful?
I think it's a combination of things. I don't think it's any one thing that's made us successful. I believe it's my belief in helping people. It's Jeremy has been a huge help to me as far as direction and focus. One person can't do it all. I've had a lot of members that have helped out over the years. I still do. We have what we call our business advisors. All of these people are affiliates that started out with ISO Register, and we've built up a friendship over the years. And they give us support. They give us input. They give us advice. They help us answer questions. I'm a big believer in delegating and asking others for help as opposed to just dictating, this is what we're going to do and this is how we're going to do it. The structure of the system is set such that it's unique, that when people get in, they're not upsold. The tools are there. Everything's ad-free. Everything's banner-free. So I think it's a multitude of things that have come together to make ISO Register successful. And it's not the amount of money that I invested. I probably could have gotten by with a lot less money, but I don't believe in doing things on the cheap. We like to do things, and I'll give you an example. We pay over $1,200 a month for hosting alone.
Right.
We pay that because I want to know that my websites are up 24/7, and I can hold my breath for the amount of time that my websites have been down over the last 4 years.
Fantastic. Now, what does that cover? $1,200 is extremely expensive.
It is expensive
to get hosting. How come it's so expensive?
That's for two dedicated hosts, two dedicated servers. The autoresponder is on its own dedicated server.
Right.
The rest of the system is on its own dedicated server. So those are two dedicated high-speed servers. And again, since I don't know that much about programming, all I could do is spit out numbers that wouldn't mean anything to me and a lot of other people.
Yeah.
But we pay. When you go to get a good car, you can go and find, I don't know what's a bad car now, but the Pintos of the old days.
Yep.
Or you can go out and you can get a Cadillac or a BMW.
Yep.
Both are going to get you from A to B, but one's going to always get you from A to B. One is maybe get you from A to B.
Yep.
Our hosting, in my opinion, we pay extra for them, but I've got a very personal relationship with the president of the company. If I have any problems, if anybody gets a spam email, mm-hmm. I can pick up the phone and I can talk to Vlad.
Yep.
He can pick up the phone and talk to me. So, again, I don't mind paying for a good service.
Sure.
As long as it's going to provide the service that we need, and Edge Web provides that service for us, and that edge, so that our sites are there when people want them. Because the last thing you want to do is log into your autoresponder and see that your site's down and you can't do the mailing that you need to do.
Exactly. And who is that then? What company is the servers?
It's called EdgeWebHosting.net. They're actually based in Maryland in the United States, the next state over from Virginia, which is where we are.
Right. And what about, I just want to back up, and SK Technologies, do you have an address for them, a website address for them?
Yeah, it's called sktechno.com. Actually, you can get to any of their websites. All of the ISO Register websites have a link directly to their websites at the very bottom right-hand corner.
Okay.
It'll say site developed by SK Technologies.
Okay, super.
Anybody that wants to work with an outstanding, very affordable, very agreeable partner type development and programming company, SK Technologies is the one you want.
Beautiful. That sounds like a commercial.
Yeah, doesn't it? Maybe I should tell them that and charge them for it.
Exactly, yeah. Hey, I just plugged your website. So take me on a tour then, Daryl, of your life. What happens in a day of your life? You wake up in the morning and what happens?
Wake up, hit the office. Right now I have a separate office from the house.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually enlarging our house so that I can actually have a home office.
Right.
I have a little 22-month-old boy, and I want to spend as many minutes in the day with him as I can.
Absolutely.
So essentially right now what happens is I get to the office, and I usually don't get to the office until 9 or 10 because I'm generally at the office till 2 or 3 in the morning. But what we do is I get up, hit the computer, take care of the emails, take care of the processes, any issues that have come up that Jeremy, because that's about the time he's hitting offline,
yep.
Has not handled, then I deal with. I generally work at the office till about 5. I head home for about 4 hours, and then I come back to the office and generally stay at the office until at least 2 or 3 in the morning. And again, that's when I can get the most work done because during the day I'm answering phones, we're responding to emails, we do a lot of online conference training now, so we run at least one of those per day to get people up to speed on using the system.
Right.
So that's generally it. I mean, anything that has to be written or reprogrammed, or if we have any issues, then I would put in a support ticket to SK. They respond back, and generally speaking, I have things corrected within 12 to 24 hours on any issue that happens on the site.
Fantastic. So you're really quite a workaholic then.
Well, yes and no. You know, Terry, it's one of those things, the old saying, if you like what you do, you'll never work a day in your life.
Yeah.
I like what I do. I love what I do. I like the freedom. I like the flexibility. I like the fact that if I want to leave for a few hours and go spend some time with my son, I can do that. But I also realize that, yes, it's a 7-day, 24-hour-a-day job, because if somebody has a problem, I have a lot of members. We have a toll-free number right now at the house, and I have members that call me up at the house
through
a toll-free number. And that's okay, because I want them to know that we're here for them. They don't abuse the privilege, but they do have that number if they have any problems.
Fantastic. So what have you done as far as, I'm just going to kind of step back again. You went from the blueprint overview of the company that you wanted to have, how you want ISO registered to run, sent that to the technical guys, the programming guys at SK Technology. Once everything was built and uploaded on the internet, everything set and ready to go, what did you do for marketing? How did you get the ball rolling?
I did a lot. Back up until about 2003, I was the marketing person. Back then, I used strictly solo ads. I spent a lot of money in solo advertising, solo easy advertising. I would write articles. I would build relationships. And it's kind of funny, because back then, when 2 or 3 years ago, back when we were still a small site, a small company, I would call a lot of companies to try to partner with them. And, of course, they would hang up on me and not want to deal with me because I was just a little ant in the grand scheme of things. It's kind of ironic now. I have most of those companies coming back wanting to partner with me now because we've surpassed what they have done. Which is, kind of a nice feeling.
It is.
But as far as the advertising, over the last 2 years, that's one of the areas that I've kind of gotten out of, just from the, because there's so much support that goes in and training that goes in with the number of members we have. So we really rely on the affiliates as far as sales generation to this for right now. But we still do, you know, Jeremy does a lot with the autoresponders. We still write articles. We continue to write e-books. We continue to run a few ads here and there. But the main thing is supporting our affiliates and our members, and that's where our focus is.
Beautiful. Good stuff. Well, do you have any last words of advice that you can pass on to anybody who's thinking of starting up a membership website?
I think the best advice that I could give anybody is to understand that it has to be a long-term venture. Don't go into the internet. Don't go into any business, whether it's your own or whether you're an affiliate or an MLM, thinking that you're going to be rich tomorrow. It's not going to happen. You have to build something. You have to have something unique. You have to have something that's going to function. You have to invest money. You have to invest time. You have to invest the effort to make that dream a reality. And if you do that, and if you stay at it, the chances are still against you. Unfortunately, you know, the odds are against you that you're going to succeed. But the odds are against you in a lot of things. You just have to have that courage to keep going forward. And if people can understand that, using the right tools, the right services, don't fall in for the scams. They can do. They will build a nice business and a solid business.
Excellent. Now, how can people go ahead and contact you?
They can contact me if they're any place in North America by toll-free phone. The toll-free phone number is 888-541-5006. They can also contact me on the support forums on any of the websites, or they can send an email to my personal email address, which is D, like in Daryl, Graham, like a cracker, G-R-A-H-A-M, at isoregister.com. And if they have a specific question, I'm more than happy to answer their questions. I ask them to put the word purple in the subject line. Purple is my spam block. I don't want to have a spam blocker on my emails. So when I see purple, all my members that want to contact me on a personal basis, they put the word purple in the subject line, and then I know that email gets open.
Fantastic. Excellent. I want to thank you very much, Daryl, for taking the time to explain membership websites and how we go about doing things and setting it up, and how you've developed over the 5 years with ISO Register. I'd just like to just say thank you for taking the time, and I appreciate everything that you've done for us.
Terry, it's been my pleasure, and I appreciate it, sir.
Thank you very much. You've been listening to Daryl Graham, president of ISOregister.com, and myself, Terry Telford, from thebusinessprofessional.com. Thanks very much for your time.